Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting third, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth, the catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second, the second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third, the third baseman, Carey Self. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Red Kress. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson takes first base on ball four. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Grubb to Appling covering second. The throw back to home, and Jolly is out at the plate. Alexander moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is hit by the pitch. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive towards first. Alexander catches it and throws to second to double up Grubb. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Olsen hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Andrews drops the ball. Blue moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grubb. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Grubb steals second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Grubb trying to get to home. Oliver throws the ball into Tate who tags Grubb who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Johnson moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Self for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Wurstler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. one out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Funk steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Jolly picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Funk scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Tate reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Olson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.